Now, interesting story that seems to be emerging about a raid on an ABC journalist. What? Tell us more about this.
That was about 6 or 8 months ago, where the newsrooms of the Sydney headquarters of the ABC were raided by the federal police. They were looking at a series of investigative reports by a couple of journalists around war crimes committed by Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. And after this length of time, the federal police looking at it, it has been decided to send a brief of evidence to the Director of Public Prosecutions to weigh up whether or not criminal charges should be laid. I mean, this is just an extraordinary story considering that the Army itself is now investigating the possibility of Australians being involved in war crimes in Afghanistan, the ABC's body of work informed that public knowledge and that investigation, and now the journalist is facing the possibility of criminal charges. It just raises the questions about how far we've gone here in Australia in terms of curbing press freedom and our police state.
What sort of reaction are you expecting to this?
Oh, well, the ABC last night issued a very strong, strongly worded statement saying that they stand by the work of their journalists, that it's in the public interest, which of course it is. It would never have come to light, and it's, well, you've got to ask yourself whether or not the authorities would be investigating such claims now if it hadn't been for the ABC's work. So watch this space. I expect it to divide down political lines, although Christian Porter, the Attorney General, has made it plain that he was uncomfortable in the first instance with the raids and has amended legislation or regulations around legislation in the wake of the raids to ensure that any warrants are put before him first. Now, some could say, well, hey, that might hasten more raids, but I think the way he was talking means that he didn't look at it on it particularly favourably.
Now, the community transmission of COVID-19 in Victoria, it doesn't look like it's improving yet, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's been increasing fourfold every, you know, number of days, every 7 days. So we've got a very worrying outbreak in Victoria. We can see the seepage into the Northern Territory with one returned traveller that stayed in quarantine. The quarantine that wasn't quarantine in Melbourne, flying to the Northern Territory that hasn't had a case in 3 months. So he's now in isolation up there because he has COVID, and a couple of cases that have leaked through to New South Wales. So, this is a time for absolute vigilance, and that's what the Victorian government is doing. They're cracking down enormously. There are patrols on suburbs. They've locked down 36 hotspots, and there are drones in the air. So it's looking a bit sci-fi down there at the moment.
What's the next stage here? I mean, is it possible that the whole state will end up being locked down?
Yeah, it is. That's one of the possibilities they're talking about. It depends how seriously people take this and how diligent they are. I mean, there is lockdown fatigue, and a number of people are highly distressed by going back into lockdown. It's also a matter of policing. I mean, if some people live outside the hotspots but work inside the hotspots, or vice versa, how is this going to work? Some businesses are still allowed to remain open, others not. It's a bit of a hodgepodge, but the government is doing its absolute best to contain it. And National Cabinet is on today, and they will discuss border controls again in the light of this.
Indeed. Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much, our Canberra correspondent, finishing off the week for us. Have a good one.